I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be hacking the girl code. Well, I've got two emails I'm going to go through with you today. The first one is a book review from a woman. She actually posted this particular review on Facebook telling all of her girlfriends why they need to read my book. I get a lot of questions that I see from women either on YouTube or on my fan page or emails sent to me directly saying, it seems like most of your work is for men. Should women read my book too? And what better person to say why women should read my book than a woman? And the second email is a success story from a guy who over the past couple of years, I have answered two previous emails of his and video newsletters that I've done. And so he shares several success stories, how his life has changed, how it's affected his career in a positive way that's helped him earn the most amount of money he's ever made in his life. So I got a quote that I wrote on this particular topic, and then we're going to go through the first email. And so the quote says, most of what we've been taught about life, relationships, and success is flat out bullshit or totally wrong. Society teaches us that we should conform and not try to stand out too much or create waves. The reality is that we were created to be spectacular, stand out, and reach our full potential. As Steve Jobs said, everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. You can influence it. And on this article that'll be also posted on my website, I'll actually have that Steve Jobs video. It was an interview that he did from about 20 years ago where you can actually see the whole entire quote. It's really powerful. I love the way he looked at the world. And for those of you that haven't gotten his biography yet, I highly recommend it. And if you want to know how to get to it, you can go to my website, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page, and then just follow the links. It'll take you to all the different books and self-help products that I recommend on Amazon. The world is in dire need of leaders who stand out, follow the beat of their own drum, and who tear down the old paradigm of limited ways of thinking, creating, and being. The only thing standing in the way of you reaching your full potential are the story that you tell yourself about what you can't do, filling in your knowledge gaps, and taking the time to master your gifts, skills, and talents. By mastering and perfecting your passions into skills, you can use them to add value by providing a useful product or service. The more value you add, the higher your income earning potential will grow. And that those last couple sentences, you'll see when I get to the second guy's email, how he's taken that philosophy and how he values himself and how he was able to use it to capitalize on an opportunity to leave the law firm that he was at, take a little bit of risk, and he's doing really well now because of it. So let's go through this woman's book review that she posted on Facebook for the ladies that are always wondering, should I read Corey's book? And the answer is, fuck yeah, absolutely. So she says, good morning, happy Monday, and blessings to all. I'd like to start this week with a book review. It's called How to Be a 3% Man by Corey Wayne. I stumbled across this book by accident. Well, actually, in my experience, there is no such thing as an accident. Everything happens for a reason. If you seek, you will find. And on some level, she was seeking knowledge, looking for some way to fill in a knowledge gap that she had. And that, of course, is what led her to my work. But I was instantly hooked. I spent all weekend reading it. The book is actually written for men. It teaches men how to literally hook up, make women fall in love with any woman that he wants. Ladies, put your ego and judgment aside. I do see women from time to time watching a little blurb in a video that I do or something I say, and they get all fucking butthurt and start posting these negative, nasty fucking rants. And it's like they really just haven't taken the time to take in what I'm saying. What did Stephen Covey say? Most people listen with the intent to respond, not to understand. And oftentimes I see people just have an emotional reaction to something I said without really understanding the context in which I say it, or understanding the book. And I mean, if we're in the political season here, we're getting ready in the next, by the end of the year, electing our new president. And it's like, I mean, you see the stuff that people post on Twitter, and it's just, you gotta be outraged. Can you believe she said this? Can you believe he said that? Oh my God, you gotta be outraged. Can't believe it. People are having these ridiculous emotional reactions saying, I'm outraged. You should be outraged too. Just for the sake of outrageous outrage. It's fucking hilarious. I'm not betraying you publicly by telling men about this book. What I discovered in this book is that you will learn your core needs as a woman and therefore be able to communicate better to your boyfriend, husband, lover, or whatever, what it is that you deeply need and want and how he can give it to you. Because remember, men and women are speaking different languages. Women tend to speak and think in emotional terms, and guys tend to think logically. So when you look at it from that perspective, really, we're speaking different languages. And understanding how the other communicates can really close that gulf so you can actually understand one another, enabling you to a loving and forever drama-free relationship. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're there to help each other grow and become more. You're there to give. You're there to find a way to meet each other's needs so both of you can win. There's no reason. Like, one of my best friends that I grew up with, he's like the only guy that I know that I grew up with that has what I consider an amazing wife, and he has an amazing relationship, and they simply don't argue. And for those of you, it was interesting because I always like listening to what women have to say about their husbands or their boyfriends. What's her name? Greta Van Susteren did an interview, it's probably about a month ago, where she interviewed Donald Trump's wife. And if you're familiar with my work and what I teach, it's interesting. He was actually at a date with another woman, and he met his wife there, and she asked him for his phone number. It was interesting. She wanted to see what number he would give her. She's like, oh, if he gives me his office number, I'm not interested in doing business with him. So, I mean, he's an alpha male. She started out chasing him. She saw a guy she wanted. He's on a date with another woman at this, I think it was a fashion function or something like that. And so he actually gave her his cell number, his home number, and his office number. And so it was like a week or so later, she called him. They went out on a date. And she's a very successful model in her own right. She didn't need him for nothing. Beautiful, successful, has her shit together. Two complete people coming together to share their completeness. She tells him like it is. She always tells him what's really on her mind. And she doesn't get butthurt if he agrees or disagrees. They have disagreements, but what's interesting, she's like, well, you know, Greta says, well, what about fighting? And she says, oh, we don't fight. We don't argue. She's like, huh? She couldn't fucking believe it. But men who understand women, they don't argue with them. And women who understand men, there's no reason to argue. They're teammates. They're in it together. It was a really great interview. So you can actually Google that and go to YouTube. If you Google Greta Van Susteren interview with Melania Trump, I think it was April 2016. And it's really great for those of you who are a fan of my work. Just watch it and see what she has to say about him. It's really eye-opening. You can tell a lot about a man by how his woman talks about him when he's not around. And it's really cool. Girls, read this book. Trust me. I now understand things about myself that I never did before, and I know based on my interactions with women all my life that most of us are also clueless of what really turns us off and on in a man in the short and the long term. I talk about that in my book, obviously. Because I'd say the majority of women think they also, I want a guy to pursue me. I want a guy that wines me, dines me, buys me flowers. I've had so many conversations with women over here that say that, or they get pissed. Oh, if a guy doesn't pursue me, I won't date him. And then I start talking to them, asking them questions. And then in the same breath, they say that one sentence, and the next sentence, they say, oh yeah, well, I blow all those guys off that pursue me too much. But and then they're like, I still want a guy to pursue me. And then they tell me about the guys that they actually date. And the guys don't do any of the things that they say they want or that they think they want. It's so fascinating. That's why most guys, when they ask a woman for advice, it's just completely unhelpful. All it does is mix them up even more. You know how very few men have that instant hook on women? Well, while most don't, how some guys, regardless of his looks and economical status, still gets any woman that he wants. Well, this book will explain why. It's simple psychology, but it's totally different than what we think. You know how everyone says that men take longer to fall in love than women? False. It's the total opposite, actually. Read the book, girls. Ladies, by knowing what ticks you, you have an advantage against the expert pickup artists and players because now you can block it off. Yeah, you can, for ladies, you can use what you learn in my book to tell the difference between the guys that get it and the guys that are running game on you. You can separate the men from the boys, if you will, and avoid getting yourself in a situation with guys that just don't have a clue. But to me, the best part about reading this book is that you can teach a man who's perfect on paper, that man treats you like the princess and lady you are, the one who's willing to commit to you and give you his all. The problem is that he doesn't have that wow factor on you. In other words, the chemistry. So in other words, what she's saying, as long as the guy is open to being coached, and it's a very fine line, because remember, us guys want to be successful at making you happy. So you have to do it in a way where you suggest and you say, you know what, it'd be really nice if you did this, or this has been a great book. It really helped me understand myself and men in general, and I think you'll love it. Give him a copy of it, and then you can discuss it. He doesn't awaken in you that chemistry and crazy desire for him. Well, after reading this book, you will know how to subtly turn it on by yourself and teach him how. Yes, did you read what I just said? You can teach the perfect guy who will die for you, but you don't even want his good mornings, how to make you crazy head over heels in love with him and keep you there forever. Remember, the guy has to be open to it. If he's closed mind and going, fuck you, I don't want to read that book, then don't try to fix somebody who doesn't want to be fixed. It's really important there. And it will take less time and effort than investing your energy and time turning a player into a relationship guy. Because guys want to do the right thing, it's just that societal conditioning and religion and just bullshit that they've been taught since birth has completely screwed up the sexual polarity. Nowadays, men act more like women and women are taught to act basically more like men. Corey Wayne has literally hacked the girl code. Thank you for this book. You're helping humanity with this. Have a blessed week. Well, thanks for the great testimonial and the great recommendation. So let's go through the second guy's email. And this particular guy, I answered two of his emails. One of them, fearing she'll forget you and time is on my side, if you care to go look those up and see where he once was versus where he is now. He says, hey, Corey, I just set up a monthly donation to your site for all the help you've given me. Mine was the first email you answered in your video newsletter titled, Fearing She'll Forget You. That was 2 years ago. And in the first email that you answered, Time is on my side, which was about a year and a half ago. Cool. So this goes back. So you can see this guy's progress over the course of 2 years. How cool is that? How very far I've come since I wholly embraced your work. I've highlighted it, transferred all of the wisdom to index cards, and over time committed the index cards to memory. Well, that just reminded me of something like my Instagram account. Because if you're subscribed to the email list, we every like 3 days a week, we send out a new Instagram quote. Plus, we give you five or six of the old Instagrams. You can kind of think of like Instagrams as like flashcards. So if you're subscribed to the newsletter 3 times a week, you in essence get flashcards from things I've discussed over the past several years. And just reading through those, time and repetition, and you're going to see them at least once a year. And that will really help you master things. So you can think of Instagram like flashcards. And for those of you that aren't subscribed to my Instagram account, it's Coach Corey Wayne. Go there and subscribe if you're so inclined for the flashcards, if you will. There's a lot of great quotes I'm posting on there by all kinds of people going back thousands of years. Great wisdom. Timeless wisdom. I've also made YouTube playlists of all your videos And I may have even recorded the audio into hours and hours of MP3 files that I listened to in the gym, in transit, and during the more menial, tedious tasks involved in my law practice. I've gotten to the point that when you read a sentence from an email, I can anticipate your response before you say it. I've also hit my stride, and to quote the old 80s Matthew Wilder song, "Ain't nothing gonna break my stride." I remember that fucking song. Came out when I think it was like middle school. It was long. That was 30 years ago, man. That was actually a little more than 30 years. We're talking like 82 to 84. I was in middle school. About 18 months ago, just after being sworn into the bar, I followed my mentor from the big law firm that I clerked at to his new boutique law firm, where I am now doing substantive legal work and making arguments at a much faster clip than I ever could have hoped to in a big law firm, where I'd likely still be doing document review for the next several years. So when you're really awesome and you do really well and you love what you're doing and you have a passion for it, people will notice that shit. And this attorney did that. Here's basically a guy that's new in the industry, doesn't have a ton of experience, but he loves what he's doing. He's got a fucking passion for it. And this guy who'd been at this big law firm for years, built his client base, he's like, you know, I'm going to ask this guy to come along with me. That's what happens. It's like what Maya Angelou said. Instead of chasing money, go find something that you love and you're passionate about and get to the point where you do it so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. And that's what happened here. He was kicking ass and taking names, and they're like, I need to bring this guy with me. He's great. I can mold him. I can shape him. He's eager. He's hungry. Like my first job in the construction industry, I was working as an unpaid intern as in the estimating department, estimating construction costs for jobs that we were bidding on. And after about 4 weeks of just busting my ass, showing, they were like, this guy's fucking sharp. We need to give him a job. And Hurricane Andrew hit, and they had all his fucking work, and boom. Luck really is just preparation meeting opportunity. I can't remember who said that, but it's a great quote. Work is intellectually stimulating, and I find myself not minding putting in late and weekend hours in order to strengthen arguments and find more and better research results. Because to him, work is kind of like playing, just like what Stan Lee said. And when you love what you're doing, it doesn't seem like work. That's why you work all hours of the day and night, because, it doesn't seem like work. It's like playing. It's fun. It's enjoyable. My work is a personal 10 out of 10. I love it. It is meaningful, and I'm putting my science background to work, helping to lower the cost of generic pharmaceuticals for customers. Sounds like you're doing noble work, dude. Good job. The billable hour has also vastly changed how I value my time. I'm getting regular and generous raises and bonuses. Well, smart business owners know that when you got really kick-ass great people, you pay them better than anybody else will. And you treat them better than anybody else will. And they'll stay with you forever. It's like Sun Tzu said, if you treat your men like your own sons, they will follow you anywhere. And Vince Lombardi said, if you win a man's heart, he will follow you anywhere. I'm at the gym regularly. I have a personal trainer. I'm eating well. And I have my first half marathon coming up in May. And I want to get back into boxing and Brazilian jiu-jitsu that I gave up for law school. Well, you should definitely, if you're into jiu-jitsu, definitely check out the Gracie family. They are the best, and they train all the best fighters in the world. Ryron Gracie, Renner Gracie. I mean, there's a ton of them. And they're masters of their craft. Most of all, I finally accepted in my core that I have tremendous value in and of myself, that I'm a prize, that I don't need anything or anyone outside of myself, that I have nothing to prove to anyone, that I come first, and that women, as well as friends, colleagues, and associates, can come and go as they please. And I live for myself, and I answer to no one. The great Steve McQueen quote. If there's one thing that's more amazing than the number of men who don't get it, unfortunately, it's the number of women today who don't get themselves and don't get what they emotionally respond to. So true. Some can't fathom a guy not getting in touch between setting a date and the actual date. And what would that tell you? That would tell you that these women are insecure. And when you come across a needy, insecure jackass who happens to be a woman, those are the ones you hit the delete button with. Some try to get way too exclusive, way too fast. Comes off as being needy. Again, when you understand these things that are taught in the book, you can tell what women really have their shit together and which ones don't really fast, so you waste the least amount of time with them. Some don't understand why I wouldn't want to just be their friend after we've already had sex. Some try to make coffee or lunch dates, and of course, when I try to change it to the evening, I get silence. Well, when a woman only wants to do coffee or lunch date or wants you to hang out with their friends or buddies, they're giving off the friend vibe. They want to stick you firmly in friend zone. They want you as their emotional tampon. Thanks, but no thanks. You don't get what you deserve in life. You only get what you negotiate. And the sense I get from other women is that their time is generally more valuable than a man's, or a man is a servant, and they get upset when I can't capitulate to schedule changes. Your time is fucking valuable. It's the greatest gift that you can give anybody. And if they treat your time like it's worthless, well, they then go to the back of the fucking line. Getting numbers and setting dates has become very easy, and ultimately, I just move on to the next if it doesn't work out for whatever reason. You gotta keep circulating. Is this all tied to their interest level? At the end of the day, it has to do with attraction level, and it has to do with where that woman is at. Because the things in my book, if you apply them, it will bring out the best in the best and the worst in the worst. And unfortunately, how to be a 3% man? Well, there really is only 3% women out there as well. That's why 3% men and women across the board earn all the money, date the best looking partners, have the nicest cars, have the nicest houses. Because most people are focusing on earning a living instead of designing a life. Or did you find that as the quality of your life, your wisdom through experience, your options, etc., all increased, that it was much harder to find women on your level? I wouldn't say it was so much that it's harder to find women on my level. It's just that there are so few of them out there. But the good news is, when you come across them, you don't fuck it up with them, because they won't put up with needy, insecure bullshit from a guy. They want the best as well. And the really super high-achieving, really beautiful type of women, they've also come to realize that really great guys that have their shit together are really scarce. And so when they find one, they really fucking make the effort. And that's the way it is. It's, as Wayne Dyer said, it's never crowded along the extra mile. So the better you get at this stuff, the fewer women you're going to date, but the quality of the women that you do date is going to be spectacular compared to what you're used to. And at the end of the day, it's about having really great fucking memories. You can't have great memories with mediocre people or mediocre circumstances. I'm a peak performance coach. I'm all about helping you create something that's fucking spectacular. Because otherwise, what's the fucking point? Because you're going to lose it all eventually anyways. Everyone you love, everything you build is going to turn to dust anyways. So why not create a life and lifestyle that's fucking awesome, that you're proud of? And it'll take you a decade or two to get there, to achieve all your grandest goals and dreams, but it'll be worth it, because then you can spend the rest of your life just enjoying it. Or have most modern women just completely shed their feminine nature and don't get it? Again, you got 97% of guys that don't get it, but what's interesting is most women know they're better at the game than guys are, because, I mean, they've been practicing manipulation and getting what they want from men since they were little girls and manipulating their fathers. They're just better at hiding it. I'd love your perspective on what you experience with respect to women as you continue to evolve, grow, and challenge yourself. Again, it's really about you. When you take care of you and you get your shit together, the universe will deliver the perfect person to you. And that's what I've seen time after time throughout my whole life. It applies with your relationships, it applies to business, it applies to career, it applies to entrepreneur opportunities, just like this guy. He focused on doing something he loved, and he's awesome at it, and he got noticed. And he's a lot further ahead now than all the schmucks that still work at the big law firm where he left. Preparation meeting opportunity. I've reached outcome independence with respect to any particular woman, and ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm just wondering what the future has in store vis-a-vis women now that I've reached one summit and start climbing the bigger mountain beyond it. Well, as you become more successful, what happens is you start hanging out with other like-minded successful people. And so what happens is your peer groups change and they evolve. And as you move through these different peer groups, as your conscious level grows and your success level grows, because people that are growth-oriented and success-oriented, you're going to continue to meet more and more people like that the better you become. And it's about, to me personally, it's about quality, not quantity. Definitely something to think about. So if you'd like to get my help personally, go to my website, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and just follow the instructions for booking whichever option works best for you. And I will talk to you soon.